A most blessed and joyous Easter to all of you. We celebrate the Easter Vigil as the Church says of it in the Holy Night. We all have a good idea of what a vigil is. It's a period of quiet, reflective waiting. We do this evening as the Church has done from the beginning, imitating our Blessed Lady, imitating those apostles and disciples and the other holy women, anxious, filled with an anticipation, but most especially hoping that everything they heard Jesus say and everything they saw him do was true. And of course, they were not disappointed, nor should we be. We listen to passages from the Old Testament. If you read the Old Testament from beginning to end, it would be clear that all of human history was moving faster and faster to the moment of the incarnation of God as man. And from that moment of the incarnation, which we celebrate in the Advent season not that long ago, the great season of hope, but from that moment of the incarnation, all of human history has been changed. Jesus Christ has set all of us on a trajectory to heaven. And we come to the perfect fulfillment of the promise of God to redeem us. And the only one who could redeem us is God Himself. We believe this, we profess this as the symbol of our faith. But does it truly make a difference? Is it more than one evening a year? Is it the daily recognition that Christ died for me? For me. And why? No other reason than He loves me. That has to make a difference. It simply does. And as we're gathered here to celebrate the fact of what He has done for us, He has forever destroyed the darkness of sin. He's unchained us from death itself. He does it in the most human way. He Himself freely gives Himself over to death, to burial in a tomb, to help us understand that, yes, we too die, we too are buried. But this night, above all, announces, shouts out to us, darkness and death does not get the last word. Jesus, the light, has the last word. We are redeemed. Let us rejoice. Let us be grateful. Let us live the life of one for whom the Lord gave up his life. Beloved Pope Benedict once announced in his Easter message to the world that when all is said and done, what Easter proclaims to us, God lives. That is what we rejoice in. He lives, and he continues to live among us. So truly, let us enjoy this great feast, solemnity of the resurrection of the Lord. We celebrate our own passage from death to life. Truly, let this be the difference in our lives.